Later on this week, nearly 6,000 scientists are going to get together, and these are Alzheimer's disease experts, and they're going to just basically talk about where do we go from here, what are we doing, share ideas. And on the line, we have one of those scientists with us right now. She is Dr. Maria Carrillo, and she is the Chief Science Officer at the Alzheimer's Association. Good morning, Dr. Carrillo. Pleasure to have you on.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, let's attack Alzheimer's disease from the very beginning. I'm going to guess that that's one of those things that most of us, we have this sort of vague idea what it is, but we really don't know the lowdown. What exactly is it from your point of view?
Yeah, so Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. And you know, dementia is classified as a disorder of memory and thinking skills. And unfortunately, in Alzheimer's, in the case of Alzheimer's dementia, it is not only the most common, but also continues to worsen over the course of time in our loved ones. And then dementia, the last thing I'll say is that when you have Alzheimer's dementia, it is at a point where those memory and thinking skills are actually interfering with your daily life. And so that's why this is, as we age, such a critical disease that we have to tackle.
What causes it?
We don't know as much about the original causes, the original root causes. We do know a lot about what elevates your risk for Alzheimer's dementia. And, you know, what elevates your risk includes certainly a genetic predisposition. So, for example, if you have a loved one or parent with Alzheimer's dementia, you might be at an increased risk. In addition to that, some of our cardiovascular risk factors, like high blood pressure, cholesterol, et cetera, also elevate your risk for Alzheimer's dementia. So there are things we know, and we also know that perhaps addressing those risk factors, like your cardiovascular risk factors or sedentary behavior, can, in fact, reduce your risk of Alzheimer's dementia later in life.
Let me just clarify. So Alzheimer's is not necessarily something that is just genetic, that you are born with it, it's in there, and it manifests as you age. This is something that you can actually develop from scratch. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, that is correct. There are very few people who are born with that gene that assures you that you might get Alzheimer's, and that's called dominantly inherited Alzheimer's, and that's less than 2% of the population actually in the world. Most of us develop it later in life because of other potential risk factors and maybe some increased risk connected to Alzheimer's due to family hereditary, but overall, we know that risk reduction is actually possible now with new evidence that's presented here at the Alzheimer's Association's International Conference.
We're going to talk. We are talking to Dr. Maria Carrillo this morning, Chief Science Officer at the Alzheimer's Association. So let's talk about some of the risk factors, and let's talk about some of the ways that maybe we can prevent this. Because my understanding is, once it's there, it's there.
Yeah, you know, once a person does have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's dementia, there are things that one still can do. So it's so important to be, you know, seeking that medical help because there are medications today that are available and FDA approved for people who already have dementia. So let's make sure we understand that we don't want to lose hope that there's absolutely nothing that can be done. But certainly what research is telling us today is that at early life and even in midlife, these are critical years in which you can maintain general overall health that is very specific to reducing your risk of dementia as you age.
Okay, like what are some of the things that we can do to prevent it? I'll tell you what, let's take one step back. What are some of the early warning signs that may start to appear where we might go, you know what, we got to nip this thing in the bud?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have a great website with lots of information on those warning signs at ALZ.org, and I can share with you that some of those include, you know, maybe repeating stories over and over. We hear our loved ones doing that. Maybe having difficulty finding words for common objects that you would not forget. Perhaps getting disoriented in your own neighborhood on a trip that you make almost daily. These are some early warning signs, but absolutely, we have a lot more information, and checking that out, you know, with your healthcare professional is really important if you start noticing them in your loved one.
Would another one be, for example, you ask a question, the question is answered, and then within minutes that person will ask the same question again as though it was never asked and never answered?
Oh, sure. I mean, that absolutely is something that we see that can happen. I think some of the very early subtle signs, though, are perhaps you know, again, repeating the same stories again because a person might have forgotten they had that conversation already. So there, you know, again, there's lots of things that we do on a daily basis, like maybe lose our wallet or misplace our keys, and some of those are just normal or it's part of normal aging, or it might be because we're having a stressful day and we're in a rush. And it's important to take a look at the differences between sort of normal you know, things that happen and actually what might be more of a concern and should be brought up to a healthcare professional.
Am I understanding correctly that we might be close to actually having a blood test for Alzheimer's?
You know, it is so exciting to see that research here presented this at this year's Alzheimer's Association's International Conference is telling us that we may be some few years away from a blood test in for Alzheimer's dementia. It's exciting to think about because as we also try to develop treatments, the sooner we can detect who is developing Alzheimer's, the faster we can treat them. And ultimately, we don't want to wait until a person has dementia to be able to slow or treat this disease, right? So those are exciting things that we're hearing at this year's conference.
To the best of your knowledge, would this blood test reveal Alzheimer's before the symptoms start to set in, or will it only appear in the blood test once the symptoms have appeared?
We have multiple blood tests that are being reported at this conference. It's not just one, so that's the exciting part, too. And some of those, we're very hopeful that they might detect Alzheimer's dementia maybe 5 years before symptoms start to occur. Again, that's where we really, that's the sweet spot, right? We want to be able to treat much earlier so that we can either slow or actually stop the progression of those brain changes.
Now, Many of your colleagues are going to be getting together this week. If you could talk a little bit more about some of the additional things you guys are going to discuss.
Sure. The Alzheimer's Association's International Conference is the largest congregation of scientists around the world and the largest discussion on Alzheimer's and related dementias. We'll be almost 6,000 here in Los Angeles and getting together to talk about things from not only from genetics to treatments, to actually how we can help caregivers take care of their loved ones. We also are reporting on research from our own helpline. You know, the 800 number, 800-272-3900 is available with master's level people ready to help counsel you. So we do also know that you can reduce your stress by assuring that you get that help as soon as possible. So please make use of our resources at ALZ.org. Lots more information to be had.
If I understood correctly, the number was 1-800-272-3900. That is a helpline for folks who just are basically need to reach out to somebody who can tell them about Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. And all free for you, and also ALZ.org, important, and can be translated into Spanish with one click.
This is a very personal disease. I was wondering what attracted you to join this profession to help fight this?
You know, this is a family disease. When a person is affected by Alzheimer's, it's not just them, but their entire family has to really rally together. My loved ones have been affected just like so many of you out there. And my husband's parents both passed away of Alzheimer's dementia. So for us, it is very personal, and we've been through this journey and want to make sure that people get the information because the Alzheimer's Association is there to help you.
And like you said, the frightening part about it is that, you know, if you have it, if you don't do anything about it, it just gets worse and worse. I mean, it does not stop.
That's correct. I mean, unfortunately, Alzheimer's is a degenerative disease. That means it continues to worsen over time. Again, there are medications available today that are FDA approved and can help with some of the symptoms, especially the earlier you get on them, the better. So that's why it's so important to seek a healthcare professional as soon as you start noticing some changes in your loved one.
Please give us that website one more time.
Absolutely. At ALZ.org, you'll find so much information, including offices near you, and that information can be had in multiple languages with just one click.
Dr. Maria Carrillo, Chief Science Officer, Alzheimer's Association, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for addressing this important question. Thanks.